This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Almost all of the price attention of late has been on stocks, which I get, that's the sexy stuff. But a moment here, if you would, for oil. At the OPEC meeting in Vienna today, there was a brief moment of levity. The cartel's secretary general and the Russian energy minister greeted each other with a foot bump by way of greeting, both hygienic and humorous. But the very serious reality is that they're dealing with a crisis in demand, and they are talking about big supply cuts to even things out and keep prices stable. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Since the first outbreak of coronavirus, oil prices have fallen more than 20%. This morning, there was talk that OPEC and Russia might together cut the world's supply of oil by 1 million barrels a day. Prices rose. And then the Russians walked out of the meeting in Vienna. Prices fell. It's a familiar drama, says Bob McNally at the Rapidan Energy Group.
There's the old expression in Washington, make them sad, make them glad. And I think even what you saw today is with the Russians leaving the meeting is positioning to maybe surprise the market.
Surprise with a bigger cut than expected and bring prices up. And there's some evidence that energy use in China has bottomed out and is coming back. The ports are busy, traffic's returned, and
pollution levels have gone up.
Florian Thaler heads the analytics company OilX.
Now, that's overall a bad thing for mankind, but what we're looking here is whether the industrial activity has started to pick up. Indeed, there has been a soft improvement.
But the rest of the world? Today, the Energy Department said U.S. oil use is sagging, and says Jacques Rousseau at Clearview Energy Partners, it could sag more.
If they start canceling sporting events and conferences and such, you know, this starts to add into less transportation fuels that'll be consumed, both gasoline and jet fuel.
For now, OPEC and Russia are focused on Friday, when they could have a deal to respond to what some are calling an oil demand emergency. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.